Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk love and sex and coloring books. Hello, Erica and Susan Stone. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks so much.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Thank you so much for being here. There's so much that I want to talk about with this project. For one, I've never heard of anything like it before. Your book is called When a Woman Loves a Man, a Coloring Book for Lovers. So, Erica, let's start with you. What inspired the idea?
So it sort of just came organically from a conversation with my mother. I was on the East Coast performing last year in a play called Gloria, a Life about Gloria Steinem at American Repertory Theater in Boston. It was the first time my mom was able to come see me perform because I've lived on the West Coast and she lives on the East Coast. And so afterwards we went for a drink and a little nosh and we were talking and I talked a little bit about how I was missing my husband and I'd been texting him. And realized I'd sent some of these sort of like couplet texts, the first being sort of really sweet and the next being a little raunchy. And it kind of just kind of came out of that. We decided this might work for a coloring book. And, you know, we knew my mom is an illustrator and there's been a coloring book craze for quite a while. So it just kind of came organically from that conversation.
And Susan, you're the illustrator. You're an illustrator. Can you give us an example of what the pages depict?
Well, the first part of the couplet is relatively romantic and fun. And the second one is a little more sexy and what's the word I'm looking for? They're not explicit, but they're, you know, definitely people having some fun together. And, you know, Erica is the creative genius behind this. She kind of writes the verbiage and then she sends it to me along with the scenes that she envisions. And I kind of just make them come to life, you know, and draw them out.
So you open the book and on one page, on the first page, you have something kind of like sweet and innocent with a little caption on the opposite page. Is something a little bit more risque with a caption as well. And they kind of go together, yeah. Right? Tell a little story in two parts.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. One starts with a couple sitting on the couch, kind of reading books and, you know, on opposite ends of the couch. And the next scene, they're not so opposite ends of the couch.
and they have less clothing on.
Yeah.
Erica.
It was really fun to do it. I mean, to kind of... work things out. I mean, I had to do some researches into some things and, you know, of course that opens up a whole lot of can of worms on the internet, but it was really, really fun.
I can only imagine, and I don't want to.
Yeah, there's a few things that I didn't want to see that I did, but it was fun.
Erica, you're quoted as saying, quote, "It's very sex positive without being exploitative." What does the phrase sex positive mean for you?
For me, it just means embracing that. I think a lot of times, especially women, much more so than men, are kind of told to sort of stuff their sexuality or their desire. If they are allowed to express it at all, it's sort of for the male gaze. And I think a lot of women kind of lose sight of their own pleasure and desire and needs and wants. So it's meant to be sex positive for everybody. It is for women. It is for men. There are actually two books. One is When a Woman Loves a Man. And the other one right now is When a Woman Loves a Woman. And there'll be two more from the perspective of men as well. So it is about sex positivity for all genders. But it's not exploitative in that there's not one gender that is, you know, necessarily clothed while the other one isn't. It's not for any particular gaze. It's for everybody's gaze. It's for everyone's delight. And they're really about, even though they're racy and naughty, they are about love and joy and delighting in each other and just having fun and being silly. And I guess all of that is sex positivity to me.
I think it sounds-
I would say it's not exploitative of either women or men. It's just, you know, both have been, you know, enjoying each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Susan, I imagine that being so far apart from your daughter, working on this project together raised some challenges, but then there's also just the, what kind of awkward conversations did you have to have about sex as you were imagining this book?
There were a few. I mean, we would have some discussions about, I would ask some explicit questions about what she envisioned, and the conversations between us were, we just start laughing now and then, because it was just kind of bizarre that a mother and daughter were having these conversations. But it was, I think it brought us closer together. And, you know, we kind of got beyond all that. I wouldn't say embarrassment. It was never embarrassing to talk about things like that with her. You know, growing up, her dad and I, we were pretty open, I think, about things. So it wasn't all that hard, but it was a little different to get used to at first. But not that hard. I mean, it was just kind of funny when you thought about it. It's like, you know, most people are like, you're doing this with your daughter?
And it was funny because we would sometimes like get super into the weeds about a conversation about this goes here, or I need this over here, or maybe a little bit more of this, and just not even realize it. And then we'd pause and be like, oh my goodness, what are we talking about with each other? And we would just laugh, and it was really fun and definitely a different experience to have with one's parent. But ultimately, an awesome experience. It was really fun. We both just had a good time and we laughed. And I hope when people see the books, they laugh. It's funny, you know.
And Erica, it was your idea to work with your mother. You were the one who asked her for her help with this book. Is that correct? So you must have anticipated. You must have been pretty comfortable with it on some level from the start.
Yeah, I've always had sort of like a little bit of a raunchy mouth, and she knows that, and she kind of has too. I probably got some of that from her. But I wouldn't have wanted anyone else to do it. I don't think anyone could have, they couldn't have done exactly what I had envisioned. We worked together really well. He knew kind of intuitively just what I was looking for in the scenes. And they're so, on top of being funny and silly and all that, they're really beautiful, I think, and really just detailed. There's one with a gazebo. There's a couple that the first page reads, "To my wine, you are the chalice." And they're having wine in this gazebo. But she drew these gorgeous koi carp, and there's ferns and all these gorgeous plants. And it's, I just can't imagine anyone else taking that and running with it the way that she did and making it as beautiful as she did. So there wasn't really any other option other than my mom. And I'm glad that it ended up with her working on it.
Well, it must.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was.
You asked me, dear.
It must have been a successful partnership.
It was said, really a fun project. I'm glad I was the one.
Yeah, and you guys, you said, so you've got one book that's already completed and available. It's published, it's available, and we'll talk a little bit about where. And you've got another one coming down the line, and you said two more after that. So how have they been received so far? What kind of feedback are you getting? Erica, I'll let you start.
Sure. We've gotten really good feedback from, I mean, sort of across the board. I haven't gotten any really negative feedback, I don't think. Of course, friends liked it, which I was happy about. We had my friend Ty works at the Grizz Bar downtown, and he loved it, so he had me come and do a signing there. I reached out to Freya Romance Boutique in the Valley and brought them into Carré to see, and they are available there as well. She loved them. And then we were actually, we bumped right up to number one bestseller on Amazon shortly after we published, which was really exciting. That was really exciting for us. So we've gotten pretty good feedback so far. I don't know, Mom, what is your experience going with your friends?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody that I know, and I was a little bit, you know, concerned about some of my, you know, I'm older and I have, you know, some certainly more liberally minded people in that in that regard to, you know, sex and all that stuff. But I definitely know some people who are more conservative, but I have not heard anything negative about it yet. I mean, most people seem to be really supportive. I have friends who have been out there pushing it as well, saying you really need to support this artist and this is great and wonderful. So I can't say that I've gotten any negative feedback. If it's out there, I haven't heard it. And I was a little bit reticent about putting it on my own website way back in the beginning before we ever even drew the first line. But now I'm not. It's on my webpage. And, you know, if people don't like it, I'm sorry. But, it's good. And, it's not nasty. It's great. You know, if people don't like it, that's fine. But most people do. I haven't had any negative feedback myself either.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's great. And congratulations to both of you. It sounds like it's a big success. I know it's available on Amazon. You mentioned it's available at Freya's Boutique. I think it would make a great Valentine's Day gift if anybody's out there shopping for your favorite Juno Afternoon host. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about the book or share with our listeners before we say goodbye? Susan, I'll start with you this time.
Did you say me? I didn't catch the last part.
I did, yes. Go ahead, Susan.
I think it's a great project. I'm so grateful to my daughter for including me into it on so many levels. I mean, artistically, as far as our relationship goes, I mean, you know, it's just been a really fun project and it was a lot more fun. And it was a really great project to work on. Of all the things I've done, and I've done a lot of illustrating over the years, it's probably, in the top five. <That's> easily, top one. And just because it's a project with my daughter, actually.
There you go. Erica, how about you? Anything to share before we say goodbye?
Sure. I'll just mention the other book, When a Woman Loves a Woman, is also available on Amazon. All of the information that's been published as well. All of the information is on our website, which is racheljanedesigns.com. And you can, connect and see some of the illustrations. You can see some of the, even the naughty illustrations. It's just been a labor of love, and it's been like just such a fun project to be working on. I'm really grateful for every part of it.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. This is a really fun interview. I really enjoy talking to you about it. And hey, coloring books are a great pandemic activity. So this is just one that's very, very original. So thanks again, Erica Stone and Susan Stone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.